In the lunchtime edition, Prime Minister Motley announces a $200 million Scotland District Road repair program. A grieving stepfather appeals for the hot pot to be barricaded to prevent further loss of life. A Christchurch couple gets bail on charges of resisting a quarantine order after a COVID cluster was discovered at the St. Peter Church they attend. And pressure mounts on the Indian government from at home and abroad to implement a national lockdown to halt the world's worst COVID-19 outbreak. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados. Always there when you need us most.
Now I know you can't see me, but I just sent birthday greetings to three Facebook friends, ordered an air fryer, and paid my ICBL insurance, and I'm still in bed. When you go to ICBL.com, you can renew your policies or buy a new one on a secure site from the comfort of your home. And the best part is not having to be in a long line in these times. So skip the lines and pay online with ICBL.com today. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC, First Caribbean, we've got all your banking solutions. CIBC, First Caribbean. CIBC, First Caribbean.
A distraught stepfather has made an emotional plea for something to be done to help prevent further loss of life at the area known as the Hot Pot at Brighton St. Michael. Sinclair King was speaking to Starcom Network News shortly after the body of 21-year-old Javon Moise washed ashore this morning near the area where he disappeared yesterday. The young automotive mechanic of Dash Valley St. George had been swimming with friends at Brighton Beach near the Hot Pot around 4:15 p.m., when he got into difficulties and disappeared underwater despite the efforts of a friend to save him. A search conducted yesterday by the police marine unit, the Coast Guard, and other sea bathers was discontinued around 6:40 p.m. due to poor lighting. Javon's stepfather said the deceased was an exemplary son and a great young man. He said the tragedy came as an even bigger blow as it occurred on Mother's Day, taking the life of the elder of two sons.
We ain't doing too good right now. We disturbed. No sense. A tragic happened, but a day like that, everybody should be celebrating. Just unfortunate that you lost today, so young boy. Bobby's the only best sons he can ever got. I tell you, where is he for a small? Are you planning to Barbados government to do something to stop people from swimming around that area? Too much loss of lives over the years, right? Now is the time to take a stand. Let me be the last body to grieve over a loss of life. True something like that, right? I would like people to hear me and just say we won't let the boss to go through that here. So I'd like the government to take a stand and go and put some kind of perimeter summary up there to stop people from swimming around. I won't like to hear that tomorrow here about a loss of life. That might plead to people.
Next door neighbor O'Neill MacDonald Eiffel described the former Pine Primary, Alling School, and Samuel Jackman Institute student as polite and pleasant.
Yeah, I know the young man is very polite, very mannerly. You know, he goes out, he comes in, he speaks, and if he got anything to ask, he will ask you, but everything he's been, if you do anything that, then he will like to help, come and help him. He's very, for say that, every time that I know him, I quite know him, even come to church with his mother at Macville Seventh-day Adventist Church, both boys, and he was very polite fellow, very manly. Never get on a man where you're always yes or no to anything that you want, you could ask him. And for the free time that you know him.
A next door neighbor of drowning victim Javon Moise. A $200 million Scotland District Road Repair Program is to commence. This was disclosed by Prime Minister Mayor Amor Motley speaking this morning at a ceremony to mark the reopening of the renovated St. Joseph's Outpatient Patients Clinic.
We intend to undertake over $215 million in roads over the next few years, ensuring that the erosion and the slippage that has taken place in the Scotland District can be stabilized, and that we do not need to feel that we are in a competition with Disneyland if you're driving from Andromeda to Bath.
Ms. Mortley says the renovated clinic forms part of government's determination to improve services, facilities, and infrastructure in rural Barbados as a policy of decentralization.
And if we are serious about rural development, then we must be serious about livelihoods for rural people and making sure that people don't need to move out of the country, as has been happening in Barbados for the last few decades, in order to be able to get benefits such as housing, such as medical care, such as garbage collection, such as all of the other basic services that we feel proud to give the rest of this country. Well, we are here to remind you that we want you to stay where you are best and most comfortable, because this country is not about a heavily urbanized environment.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Mortley in the Lunchtime Edition.
The latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados. Always there when you need us most.
Now I know you can't see me, but I just sent birthday greetings to 3 Facebook friends, ordered an air fryer, and paid my ICBL insurance, and I'm still in bed. When you go to ICBL.com, you can renew your policies or buy a new one on a secure site from the comfort of your home. And the best part is not having to be in a long line in these times. So skip the lines and pay online with ICBL.com today. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Queen's Counsel Michael Lashley plans to fight the charges brought against Fabian and Vanessa John of Kingsland Heights Christchurch, who appeared in court this morning, accused of resisting an order to go into quarantine after a COVID cluster was discovered at the St. Peter Church they attend. Tanisha Rockyaw has details.
The two accused, Fabian John and his wife Vanessa John, appeared before Magistrate Elwood Watts around 10 a.m. at the St. Matthias District C Magistrates Court. The couple, who are represented by Queen's Counsel Michael Ashley, are charged with refusing to carry out a lawful order imposed by the Chief Medical Officer. The couple, who are members of the World Harvest Ministries International, the church linked to more than 20 COVID-19 cases, had a 5-hour standoff with health officials, the police, and personnel from the Barbados Defense Force on April 26. However, when they appeared before Magistrate Elwood Watts, both Mr. and Mrs. John pleaded not guilty to the offense. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Queen's Counsel Michael Ashley explained why he believes the case should be dismissed.
My position on this matter is that the charge cannot stand, and that the legislation under which the prosecution is basing the case on, that is the Quarantine Act, is not the correct legislation, and we are asking that the charges be dismissed against our clients. We think we have a very good case, and indeed based on our instructions too, we have to look at bringing a cross charge against those police officers who visited the house, and from our instructions, our clients' rights were infringed.
Magistrate Elwood Watts granted the couple $1,000 bail each and ordered them to return to court on May 31st, when the magistrates would hear submissions on whether it is a viable charge. Reporting from the St. Matthias Magistrates Court, Tony Shirokio, Starcom Network News.
The Queen Elizabeth Hospital has responded to stories in circulation on social media about the medical management of a child and family in the accident and emergency department there. In a statement today, the QEH says, due to their commitment to patient privacy and confidentiality, they cannot disclose any specific patient details, but says the representation of the situation as shared via WhatsApp is inaccurate, as investigations into the matter indicate that several important details are false. The statement says the QEH acknowledges that an individual has the right to refuse a COVID-19 PCR test. However, to ensure public safety, clear national protocols have been issued by the Ministry of Health, and these protocols state that in the event that a suspected COVID-19 positive individual refuses to undergo PCR testing, the individual will be required to quarantine for a period of 14 days at an approved facility. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is under increasing pressure to impose a nationwide lockdown as the country grapples with the world's worst COVID-19 outbreak. Today, India reported 366,000 new cases, the first time daily infections have dipped below 400,000 since May 6. The country has recorded more than 22 million COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and the top White House coronavirus advisor, says he believes India should lock down.
And there's the problem looking forward of how you're going to shut this down, how you're going to turn it around, how you're going to break the chain of transmission. Vaccines is one of them, but there are other ways too, like shutting down the government. I have advised them that you really need to do that. You've got to shut down. I believe several of the Indian states have already done that, but you need to break the chain of transmission. And one of the ways to do that is to shut down.
Our top stories, a grieving stepfather appeals for the hot pot to be barricaded to prevent further loss of life. This after the body of a young man who drowned there yesterday washed ashore this morning. A Christchurch couple gets bail on charges of resisting a quarantine order after a COVID cluster was discovered at the St. Peter Church they attend, and Prime Minister Morley announces a $200 million Scotland District Road Repair Program, the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados. Always there when you need us most. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.